As lockdown eases around the world, there are many beautiful reunions occurring. Parents who perhaps haven't seen their children in some time, grandparents reuniting with their grandchildren. And these are heartwarming experiences. In these experiences, our hearts are filled with joy and love. This experience is the very definition of love. In Joyful Path of Good Fortune, when explaining the practice of developing affectionate love, Venerable Geshe-la shares a story of Geshe Potowa explaining what love feels like. He says, "A woman once asked Geshe Potowa, 'What is affectionate love?' He replied, 'What do you feel when you see your own son? You are delighted to see him, and he appears pleasant to you. If we regard all beings in the same way, feeling close to them and holding them dear, we have developed affectionate love.'" So we know how delighted we are to be reunited with our loved ones. We know how joyful and happy, how full our heart is in those circumstances. Imagine what it would be like if that's how we felt meeting anyone. At the moment, our world is so polarized. There are such entrenched camps of opinion. Imagine if, as we watch the news on our television or on our laptop screens, every different side of every different argument we just cherished. And of course that's possible, because how many parents have found themselves in a house full of bickering children, angrily arguing one point or another. And yet, in the parent's heart, there is a beautiful, equal love for all parties. Love allows us to see good qualities in others, however hidden they might be to others. Venerable Geshe-la continues, "Our own mother may not be very beautiful or wear very elegant clothes, but because we have a good relationship with her, in our eyes, she is beautiful. We love her and feel compassion for her. If we have this same tender regard for all other living beings, we have affectionate love." A tender regard. How wonderful it would be if our world were more filled with tender regards. If we could become increasingly part of the solution, so that whoever we meet, whoever we think about, whoever we speak of, there is a tender regard in our heart for them. Venerable Geshe-la continues, "With this affectionate love for all, it is impossible to develop jealousy and anger towards them. If we improve our awareness of the kindness of others, we will naturally develop this warm heart and tenderness, and we will naturally cherish others. Even though they may possess many faults, we will see their beauty, just as a mother sees the beauty of her children, no matter what they do." So, of course, this doesn't mean we don't oppose the harmful actions of others. It doesn't mean we don't interfere to stop people carrying out negative intentions. But that doesn't mean that we must close our heart to them or judge them. We can have a loving mind, and this is the very core of the Buddhist faith. The founding story of the Buddhist tradition, Buddha's journey to enlightenment, involves a moment on the eve of his actual enlightenment. He's meditating through the night, and all of the demons of the world rise up to oppose his enlightenment. And he conquers them not through force, not through miracle powers or strength of mind, but through love. Because his heart is so filled with love, they cannot harm him. They cannot turn him against them. It's often said that hatred cannot defeat hatred. Only love can do that. So our task as Buddhists is to become a friend of the world, is to have a tender regard towards everyone, the way a mother sees the beauty of her children, no matter what they do. That might seem unattainable to those who haven't found a clear, structured pathway to that goal. But in Buddha's teachings, we're shown exactly step by step how we can cultivate such a beautiful, loving heart.